K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Busy here on this Monday night, February, in the month of February 17th, 2025. I definitely screwed that up. February 17th, 2025, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Word of that is football, making news. Over the past couple weeks, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, coaching staff, changes, moves, additions, everything else in between, men's and women's golf. Men's golf was in action earlier today. We'll get that all squared away here as we continue to get into this new week here in the month of February. Getting straight on into it here on another, yes, try to cover all postcasts after every game, including recaps after every meet, track meet. You do the best you can. Yes, so another postcast coming at you, right? I told you. Busy weekend coming out for K-State Sports. This time, we're talking baseball here. Spoiler alert, though. K-State losing 3-4 in the Baseball at the Beach invite here. So, they're going to start 1-3. Well, they have started 1-3. They got swept by Coastal Carolina. More on that postcast. Here, either if I get to it tonight, if not, I'll definitely get to it tomorrow, along with the recap of hopefully K-State bouncing back in men's basketball against Utah here in another hour. Pete Hughes in the Wildcats, in the Bat-Cats, get their first win in 2025. This was definitely a must win here. And me and Alex discussed it on the freshest edition of the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. If you want more bonus coverage of the Kansas State Wildcats, of your Purple Nation, K-State Wildcats, go over there, download the Podbean app right now. Do it right now. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast for more Wildcat coverage. Yeah, 12-7 was a score here yesterday. K-State obviously getting this win there. And again, I'm not going to say the record. I just said the record because K-State just got done literally finishing up their final game in Conway, South Carolina, and got swept in the hands of Coastal Carolina. They played Coastal Carolina on this Saturday afternoon. So I told you guys this last week on the podcast. If you missed out on that, definitely go back and check it out, because K-State, in the midst of this, they were going to play Coastal Carolina twice. Well, they did not win any of those games. So they're 1-4, or 1-3 to start off the 2025 campaign. Game 3, Kansas State 12, St. Joseph 7. The win belonged to Michael Quivito. Got that right. Quivito getting his first win as a K-State pitcher. The loss was to Sweeney. Of course, I'm going to leave out the first name. Save belonged to James Gouvette. His first save as a K-State Wildcat. Again, you lose a big-time pitcher in Tyson Nabors, and Gouvette getting his first save as a Wildcat there in this. Let's check the box score here. There was no score after one. K-State was the away team, designated away team for this match, and St. Joe's was the home team for this game. K-State put up a 4 spot in the second, 1 more in the third, 2 in the fourth, 2 more in the sixth, 1 in the eighth, and 2 more in the ninth. Yeah, this was, the bats came alive in this one. Meanwhile, for St. Joe's, 1-4, they didn't score until the fourth inning. A four spot in the sixth. They're getting back in it. 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth, and nothing in the bottom of the ninth inning. K-State, 12 runs on 15 hits, 2 errors for the St. Joe's. 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error in that baseball game as well. Looking at the lineup here, how about Kylan Lotis there in this baseball game? What did I pass that for? 2 for 5 in the game, did score a run, drove in a run in this game. D. Kennedy, he went hitless in this game. He and Keegan O'Connor. I'm sorry. Keegan O'Connor, they did not get hits in this game. There were only 2 players in this lineup for Pete Hughes, head coach of this baseball team, did not get hits in this game. 4 for 6 for Seth Dardar there. 2 runs scored, drove into Nick English. He also had a pair of hits, drove in three runs. He scored two in this game as well. The top of this lineup, Seth Dardar hit third, and English, yeah, the 3 and 4 combined to drive in five of the 12 runs in this baseball game. David Bishop hit his first home run of the season. He went 2 for 4 in this game. I thought he got pitch hit for. Sorry, my bad. So David Bishop, who hit ninth in his order, drove in a pair of runs. He hit the home run as well in this baseball game here. Michael Cuffito, this is what you need. Just going forward. Just literally going forward. I know we're not going to see it because half the time we see the starting pitching go at least an inning into a third or something like that. But here you get a decent start from Michael Cuffito. 4 1/3, 3 hits, allowed a run, walk 3, 4, strikeout 4 in this ball game here. Miles Smith pitched an inning. Adam Arthur also, he pitched 1/3 of an inning. Tazewell Butler, an inning in the third. Jacob Frost, 1/3 of an inning. And James LeVette, who got credit for the save, an inning, 2/3, nothing across the board, walk 1, struck out 4 St. Joe's batters there in his ball game. Sweeney, they left off a lot of first names. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gray III, game 3 of the K-State baseball season, belonged to Kansas State, 12-7 at the Baseball at the Beach at Conway, South Carolina. There, we'll just stop at Sweeney, the starting pitcher for St. Joe's. Pitched 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts as well, as K-State took care of business in game 3 again. More later in game 4 to wrap up Baseball at the Beach there, as K-State lost that game. More on that in the next episode of the baseball of K-State baseball here on the Pearl Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts. Like, subscribe, tell a fellow K-State student, alumni, a big K-State fan about this podcast. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. Where is a postcast? A 6-man update. We'll have that in the person of the Energizer Bunny, Taryn Size. More on that this week. See, we're going to try to cover all things K-State sports here on this podcast. Hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode here on the podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. That's going to wrap things up for now for another baseball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all here very soon, Cougats.